It's the National Day of Industry and Mine, a great way for officials and industry representatives to know each other better. Addressing the Saturday event in Tehran, Vice President Eshaq Jahangiri said there are no red lines for the government in supporting private businesses. Also speaking, Industry Minister Mohammad Reza Nemadzadeh blamed the current downturn on corruption, red tape, and a banking sector crippled by toxic debt and a fluctuating currency. He still managed to say the government created many jobs last year.
In 4 years, we privatized 10% of the state-owned sector. Last year, we also managed to create some 300,000 new jobs.
Speaking to Press TV, some participants disputed the claim.
I have no access to official job statistics. I have serious doubts the government created 300,000 jobs last year.
Foreign companies pay 4% interest on loans. They get incentives to do business here. We cannot compete with them. For us, there are red lines. For them, it's just a red carpet.
There were also others who praised the government for giving a new lease of life to the non-oil sector, despite some banking restrictions by the U.S. government.
After the nuclear deal and the lifting of sanctions, the volume of hand-woven carpet exports increased significantly. Before that, we couldn't export even one carpet to the U.S.
The manufacturing sector is suffering. We have to lift the existing barriers. This includes shortage in raw materials, inefficient distribution channels, and pricing control.
According to the World Bank, the Iranian economy experienced some recovery last year as a result of sanctions relief, but growth prospects in the medium term are expected to be modest due to near-capacity oil production and weak non-oil sector activity. The latter will not pick up unless foreign direct investment recovers, the economy reconnects with the international banking system, and more progress is made in implementing domestic reforms.
This year, the government has allocated $8 billion to help boost growth in the manufacturing sector. The government says the move is intended to help complete under-construction factories and support underperforming companies in order to tackle the long-standing recession in the manufacturing sectors. Amar Naderi, Press TV, Tehran.